Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the third chapter of Maseches Avodah Zarah. Today we are learning Mishnayos Vav and Zayin. Mishnah Vav tells us, Misha hayabesu samach lebes Avodah Zarah v'nafal. If someone's home is adjacent, it's connecting to a house of idolatry, and it falls down, usur livnoso, one may not build it back up in the place where it formerly stood. Ketzad yaseh, what should he do instead? Kones pesoch shelo arba amos. He has to withdraw onto his own property 4 amos, so that's about 6 feet, ubone, and then he can build. V'haya shelo v'shel avodah zarah, and if the wall that fell jointly belonged to both him and the house of idolatry, nidon mechsa al mechsa, then we have to consider it half and half, half of theirs, half of his. Avonav eitzav v'afaro, as far as the stones and the wood and the dirt that made up the wall, metamin kasheretz, they transmit impurity the same as a sheretz does. That's a creepy crawly animal. Shinemar, and this is based on a pasuk, shakets tishaktsenu, so you should consider them utterly detestable, and the words sheketz and sheretz are connected. Rabbi Akiva says, kenida, that the dust and the bricks and the wood convey impurity like a menstruant, shenemar, and he bases it on a different pasuk from Yeshaya. It says, tizrem kamo dava, se tomar lo. So you have to distance like you do from nida and tell it to get away. Ma nida metameb masa, just like a nida transmits impurity through carrying, afavadazara metameb masa, so too the idolatrous material would convey impurity through carrying. All right, let's look in the Barton Neuro, who will explain some of the finer points of this Mishnah. Samach lebeis avodah zarah, let's say that his house is adjacent to an idol worship house. Shahaya echad mekoslav beis avodah zarah v'habayis atzmo nevad. So one of the walls serves both his house and the house of idolatry. And there's an important note here from the Tosfos Yontiv. U'birushami mefarish, the Talmud Yerushami explains, kishakadam hakosa l'avodah zarah. This is when the wall preceded the idolatry being there. And therefore the Jew, when he put his house there, he was doing so permissibly. The idol came in on the other side of the wall later. Back in the Barton Neuro, Asr Livnoso, he's not allowed to rebuild it. Shabona Bayis L'Avodah Zarah, because then he's building a house for idolatry. So what should he do? Kones, he should withdraw. L'Toch Karka Shelo, onto his own land. Arba Amos, 4 Amos, about 6 feet. So he's not allowed to do it so that he's benefiting the idolatry. He has to distance his boundary. But he doesn't leave it empty. And he should take the empty space in between his house and the house of idolatry, and he should either fill it with thorn bushes or perhaps make it a latrine for children. And again, the Tosfos Yontif explains why for children. Deloy boy tsniusa, because they don't need privacy. Eligadolim tsniusa boy, but adults need privacy. Continuing in the Barton Neuro, Hayashalova Shalavodah Zarah, if the wall that fell belonged jointly to both him and the idol house. Shemakam uve hakosa chatzav shalo, that the thickness of the wall was half his. Then nidon mechsa al mechsa, it's judged half and half. Also chelek Shalavodah Zarah eno ola beknisas arba amos. So the part that belongs to the idolatry does not count in his withdrawing 4 amos. Avachelka ola, but his half does count. Shim uve shte amos. So let's say, for example, the wall is 2 amos thick. Mona ama shelo, bekone shlosh amos betoch shelo. So then the 1 ama of the wall that's his counts, and he has to withdraw an additional 3 amos into his property. And what about Avanav Etziav V'Afro, the stones and the wood and the dirt? Shall also Kotel, of the wall that fell. Temein, they transmit impurity. V'afil Chokol Shel Yisrael L'fisha Ein Breira, even the portion that belonged to the Jew, because there's no choice, there's no separating, so they all go together. So they transmit impurity Kasheretz, like a creepy crawly thing. Shibatame b'maga, which transmits impurity through touching. Ve'enu matame b'masa, but not through carrying. Lefisha tumas avodah zarah derabanan, because the fact that idols transmit impurity is a rabbinic law. ikiluba, so they were lenient with it. Ve'enu matame ki'adasha kesheretz, so it doesn't transmit impurity through the size of a bean or a lentil like a sheretz does, elibikazayas kemes, but rather it has to be the size of an olive, as with the corpse. Rabbi Kiva omer kinida, and Rabbi Kiva says it transmits impurity like a nida. Ve'en halacha k'Rabbi Akiva, and the halacha does not follow Rabbi Akiva, afilu be'avodah zarah atzmo, even with the actual idol, v'kol shekein b'misham sheha, even more so with the things that serve or are subordinate to the idol. Continuing now in Mishnah Zayin, shlosha batim hein, there are three types of houses. Bayis shebone mitchil le'avodah zarah, a house that was originally built for idolatry, hari ze aser, so this is completely prohibited for benefit. Sidyo v'kiro l'avodazara, if it was painted or decorated for idolatry, v'chidesh, or if he renovated it in some way, noto mashachidesh, then you have to remove the part that was added new, and then the rest would be okay. Hichnis l'socha l'avodazara, the third type is if they brought an idol into it, v'hutsia, and then they took it out, harize mutter, then the house is permitted. Shlosha avanenheim, there are also three types of stones. Evan shechatzava metchila labimos. The first is a stone that was hewn originally for serving as a pedestal to an idol. Hariza asura, so this is completely prohibited. Sidya vakira l'shem avodah zarah, if they painted it or decorated it for idolatry, v'chidesh, or in some way renovated it, noto mashachidesh, then they have to remove what was added to it, but the stone itself would be permitted. Hemiraleha avadazara, and the third type is if they put an idol on the stone, vasilka, and then they removed it, harizumuteris, then the stone is permitted. Similarly, shalosh asherushein, there are three types of idolatrous trees. The first is ilan shenato mitchil l'shem avadazara, the tree was originally planted, intending that it should be an idol. Hariza asur, this is completely prohibited. Gidu upislu l'shem avadazara, if they pruned it and trimmed it for idolatry, the hechalif, and then it sprouted new branches, no tomashe hechalif, then you have to remove that which sprouted, and the rest would be okay. And the final type is hemid tachtov avodah zarah ubitla. The third type is if they erected an idol under the tree, and then the idol was removed or decommissioned, hari ze mutter, then the tree is permitted. The Mishnah now asks, Ezehu Asherah, what's an Asherah? What's an idolatrous tree? Kol sheyesh tachteha avodah zarah, any tree that has an idol under it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, Kol sheovden oso, it's any tree that has actually served itself. Umayza bet Sidon, and there was an incident in Sidon, be'ilan shehayu ovden oso, with a tree that was served. Umotsu tachtav gal, and they found there was a mound under the tree. Amar lehen Rabbi Shimon, so Rabbi Shimon told them, Bidku es hagal hazeh, go look and see what's in this mound. Uvdakuhu, and they investigated. Umatsu botsura, and they found a figure, some shape of an idol, hidden in the mound. Amar lahen, he said to them, Hol vilatsura hain ovdin, since they were really serving the figure, natir lahen es ha'ilan, then the tree itself is permitted. Let us now look in the Bar Neuro. Shlosha Batimheim, there are three types of houses. Le'inyan Bitul Avodah Zarah, when it comes to decommissioning or canceling out an idol. Bias, the first one. Shetchilas Binyano L'Avodah Zarah, that it was originally built for idolatry. V'hayu Ovdin Es Bias Atzmo, and they actually worship the house itself, Hariza Aser. It is prohibited. The second case is Sido V'kiru L'Avodah Zarah, that they painted it or decorated it for idolatry. Shaharabonoi mitchila l'diras adam, it was originally built for a person to live in. Besido, shalivno besid, so the first is they painted it, they whitened it with lime. Vikiro, pitos vitsior, and the second term means that they decorated it with pictures. Vachidesh, or they renovated it, so the Bartner clarifies, o shachidesh, or they renovated it. It doesn't have to be both. So then, notel mashachidesh, you have to remove that which they added. V'shar kol habayis mutter, and whatever remains, the original structure, is permitted. Hichnis asocha avodah zarah, if they brought an idol into it. Lefi shah, temporarily. V'lohok tsehu l'tashmish avodah zarah, but they didn't intend the place to become a house of idolatry. Then it would be permitted. Shlosh avanim heim, there are three types of stones. L'inyan bitil, when it comes to canceling out idolatry. Evan shahatzava mitchila, that which was originally yun, min hahar, from the mountain. libimos, it was intended for a pedestal, lehoshiv avedazara aleha, which means to put an idol on it. Skipping a little, hemid aleha avedazara, if they put the idol on the stone, lifi sha'a, temporarily, vlohaktsaha evin libimos, and they did not intend that the stone would serve as a pedestal. So when it comes to an ashera, gidu, if they pruned it, l'shem avedazara, for the sake of idolatry, la'avod hagidulim sheyigadlu bo ve'ata, and then they would serve the branches that grow from that spot henceforth. Notomashe hechlif, then you have to remove those that grew there. Nafim shegilu b'makam oso shegada, the branches that grew in the place where he pruned. V'sarfin kedin asherah, and you have to burn them according to the law of an asherah. V'hashar mutar, and the rest of the tree is then permitted. And then the Mishnah asks, Ezehu asherah, what's an asherah? B'gemara mefaresh da'ashlosha asheras detanan la'elkoi. The Gemara explains that this question refers to the three types of asheras that it asked above. V'hachi ketani, and this is what it means to say. Shlosh asheros hein, there are three types of asheros, shtayim divrei hakol, two of them everyone agrees about, v'achas machlokas Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan, and the third is a difference of opinion between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. V'ezuhi asheros shenechoku Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbanan, and what type of ashera do Rabbi Shimon and the rabbis argue about? Kol sheyesh tachteha v'adazara, anyone that has an idol under it. D'Rabbanan karula ashera v'asrei la, kol zman sheyesh v'adazara tachteha. The rabbis consider this an avodah zara, it's an asherah, and it's prohibited as long as the idol is under it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and the Rabbi Shimon says, Eino asherah ela kol she'ovdin oso. He says the tree is only an asherah if they actually worship it. Aval kol she'yesh tachteha avodah zara, but anything that has an idol under it, einzo asherah, that's not an asherah. Vein halachik Rabbi Shimon, but the halacha in this matter does not follow Rabbi Shimon. Okay, that's Mishnah Zayin. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue the chapter with Mishnayos Ches and Tes.